Our first story is on the resignation of a U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Nikki Haley has held that position since January of 2017. She'd been nominated by President Donald Trump shortly after he was elected. On Tuesday, Ambassador Haley announced she'd leave the post by the end of this year. Several reports said the news came as a surprise to some members of the Trump administration. Whoever works as ambassador represents America's interest to the United Nations. And there's a lot going on right now between the U.S. and other U.N. members like Iran, North Korea, and Russia. Also, with the U.S. midterm elections 4 weeks away, some politicians are questioning the timing of the ambassador's announcement. At a news conference yesterday with President Trump, Ambassador Haley reflected on her work at the U.N. and her tenure as governor of South Carolina for the 6 years before that. She said there'd been a lot to manage.
It's been 8 years of intense time, and I'm a believer in term limits. I think you have to be selfless enough to know when you step aside and allow someone else to do the job. So thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
It's been an honor of a lifetime.
President Trump said Ambassador Haley had done a fantastic job and had helped solve a lot of problems on the world stage. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he deeply appreciated Haley's cooperation, support, and productive working relationship. She plans to stay on the job until the end of this year. Meantime, President Trump is working on finding a successor to Ambassador Haley and says he'll make a nomination in 2 or 3 weeks.